Here we are, part seven in the prosperity series. And we're going deep here. This one is out of the book of Kings, the first book of Kings, chapter 10. And I will read, and we're hyper-focusing on prosperity in this passage, and I will read my green highlighted notes first, because I want to. And here it goes. Fame, so you can relate to the content and decide if you want to go deeper as I read out the entire chapter. But if you don't want to listen to me speak about the entire chapter, just listen to these green notes. If you can retain these words, your prosperity will increase, because the wisdom of prosperity is being injected into you by a leader. So, fame of Solomon. She spoke with him about all that was in her heart. However, I did not believe the words until I came and saw it with my own eyes, and indeed, the half was not told me. Your wisdom and prosperity exceed the fame of which I heard. House of the Lord, King's house, harps, stringed instruments, singers. Never again came such. King Solomon gave the queen all she desired, whatever she asked. She got the royal generosity. She turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. So understand, there's other people out here. This is how doors become open to you in his kingdom. And if you can understand what I'm saying, that's a prophetic teaching, and that's high wisdom. So here, we'll go into the chapter now. The chapter is the Queen of Sheba's praise of Solomon, and this is why now on my social media, my headline is Long Live the King, because I'm bringing the King his glory. And there's like not many people doing it. So when you do things that other people aren't doing, you get extra points with Jesus and the King and your prosperity. And that's the hyper focus here on the prosperity series. Because as I said, I expect to run for prime minister in 2066. Because I want 40 years to gain your favor. And this is why we're doing this prosperity series. And it's good for my personal growth and development. And I do want to say, I just, before I read the chapter here, I did finish my 169th book today. And it was called Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And I've wanted to read this book for quite a few years, 7 years or more. And God made my schedule able to fit it in. What he wants me to learn, and I think in terms of, especially when it comes to a lot of, when I speak numbers and algorithms and sorting data for a higher yield in business, and just being an accountant, and building income statements and balance sheets of infinite companies, it's just my skill works a certain way where there's just value. Because financial statements are which keeps order in God's kingdom. Yeah, God is like a machine. So you bring the King his glory. And see, the thing is, the King likes it. If you know how to, you know, tap into this vortex and flow with stream and let go of what's not serving you, and you do some things that others aren't doing, you stand out before the King. And kings are real. So here we go. We'll read the Queen of Sheba's praise of Solomon. Now the Queen is giving King Solomon the praise. Now when the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to test him with hard questions. She came to Jerusalem with the very great retinue, with camels that bore spices from very much gold and precious stones. And when she came to Solomon, she spoke with him about all that was on in her heart. So Solomon answered all her questions. There was nothing so difficult for the king that he could not explain it for her. And then the Queen of Sheba had seen all the wisdom of Solomon, the house that he had built, the food on his table, the seating of his servants, the service of his waiters, and their apparel, his cupbearers, and his entry by which he went up to the house of the Lord. There was no more spirit in her. Then she shall say to the king, "It was a true report which I heard in my own land about your words and your wisdom. However, I did not believe the words until I came and saw with my own eyes, and indeed the half was not told me. Your wisdom and prosperity exceed the fame of which I had heard. Happy are your men, and happy are these your servants who stand continually before you and hear your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God, you who delighted in you, setting you on the throne of Canada. Because the Lord has loved Canada forever, therefore he made you king, to do justice and righteousness." Then she gave the king 120 talents of gold, spices in great quantity, and precious stones. There never again came such abundance of spices as the Queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. Also the ships of Hiram, which brought gold from Canada, brought great quantities of resources and precious stones from Canada. And the king made steps of the resources for the house of the Lord and for the king's house. Also harps and stringed instruments for singers. There never again came resources like this, nor has there been seen anything to this day. Now King Solomon gave the Queen of Sheba all she deserved, whatever she asked, besides what Solomon had given her according to the royal generosity. So she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. And so basically that passage, be cool, man. If you're not cool, you're not going to gain the king's favor. And this is what makes Christianity so fun for me, because it's so easy. It's so easy to be obedient. But I'm conditioned a certain way to be hyper-obedient Roman Catholic Christian, but conditioned a certain way. So, I hope you enjoyed this episode 7 in the prosperity series. I did. And so there's duality here. You see, the parable of talents is at work. So your fame will attract people. And that's why we have applications now on LinkedIn for disciple position. So I am hiring people, and I have been for many years. And there's a formal application on LinkedIn under Jesse McDougall. You can apply there, and that's the starting process and some to become a disciple for the Powerhouse Method. That is God's mandate, and that's what's happening with or without you. And I'm glad you've heard this message. If you've heard this message, I expect God to release blessings upon you in 2024. Stay tuned for part 8 coming up next in our prosperity series. Amen.